If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7 of Voice of America on Tuesday, July 27, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Mudia Zimbabwe, if you tuned in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world joining us. Welcome, you're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection. We're coming to you live from our studios. It's Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Mudia Zimbabwe, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, nasi mjongwa chetu chebechiniki, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. We speak to Zimbabwean youths of different professions, Mudia Zimbabwe, to hear more about how the global pandemic, umkhuhlane we coronavirus, COVID-19, how it is affecting their work. If you're looking to join us, Mudia Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number to call is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. Mudia Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Also, remember to press the like button. Ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngempela zilukandaba likhona sisonke like so. Also, feel free to write the comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Mudia Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 99,944 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 67,827 recoveries, 3,173 deaths. Now, last night alone, 8,716 PCR tests were conducted, 2,050 new cases were detected, 1,914 recoveries, and 79 deaths. Of those 79 deaths, 12 are in Bulawayo, 12 are in Harare, 7 are in Manicaland, 3 are in Mashonaland Central, 13 are in Mashonaland East, 13 are in Mashonaland West, 10 in Midlands, 1 in Matabeleland North, and 8 are in Matabeleland South. Now, the country currently has 28,944 active COVID-19 cases. To date, Mudia Zimbabwe, 1,491,493 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken both the first and the second jab, 687,216 people have taken both jabs. As we speak, Mudia Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is currently under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Remember, it was supposed to come to an end today. However, we just recently got information ukuthi uhlelo lwe level 4 COVID lockdown lulokhe luqhubekela phambili. Now, to get a bigger picture of what things currently look like in Zimbabwe's major hospitals, recently Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to some Zimbabweans about the vaccination program and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a conversation that Ezra Chisaspanda had with Ambilo Hospital Director Professor Solwayo Ngwenya to hear more about what's happening in Bulawayo.
Professor Solwayo Ngwenya, get this pity bit isn't going to come in and
I want to have a good test, but I want to buy a vision of my contact. I want to have a coronavirus. You want to have a present this pity bit, but I need a one bucket to my open good test. So I think in Lapana, I see a screen of one book about Sigaela, whether it was tested, Amapiche, Naboto Hotela, Laman, Javanya, Sigilevaska, we tested a pass. Put a line in Jaro, then Mali Abanda of Moon and vaccination. Avani of Funu dose one, Avani of Funu dose two. So you could want to go to the wound.
Punjan and Jay in Zootoma to go to the Manes Kurava and Jewel Foot.
May I don't plan to move, you know. But this is where I'm by. I community on the Avandra, Avant to Hotel, Lava Sala, community on Lava Sala, Omanesma, Katama public transport vines. And you go, I saw the CM to Wonka Avandra, coronavirus.
Katas Konagumin Jan, Lapa Katasava Kulava Konagui, what Yakole, Twele, Kumbayavan. Abantu zule ngamba ngapha ngamaclean ungatshela abantu njengomkhulu lapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye emaclean ngapha.
Yeah, abantu kumele baye emaclean basizule wabo khona ngathi. The line ebuchiwe ngayo isinye eminye nxa sebeziye esinye eminye njalo babe benomkola umkhuhlane. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayefondele lapha eclean eseduze kulaye ekhangele ukuthi akulalayini endle ahlatshwe kuhle.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyaka ophelileyo. Waqongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya kuzaba nobo-third wave, abantu bezotokoza bale-second wave, bazabe bakubhilive. Manje kathesi njona ke sukukhanya ukuthi wawukhuluma iqiniso. Uthini ngento ezinhle?
Ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhlonitshisile ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu, njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza into efumula eminingi uma singazange sananzelele. Kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani. Ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo, umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka njengoba kathe sesibona sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona. La ama-new variant akhanya anamathela masinya, njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili. Isibona ukuthi abantu kathe sesini nxa singaziphathanga kuhle, abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni.
Kulezi nsuku sizwa amaripoti amaningi, kukhunywa abantu abafayo abaningi. Kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona oku kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi bahlatshwe?
Hayi, akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona, lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho utholakala khona. Njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la, uyathola umuntu efakile i-face mask lengalapho emphinjeni la, kavali imlomo kavali amakhala. Kuzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask khona lokuyana i-face mask kababili kunje la ugqokelelani ugqokile umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi usuya kuwe usuka kuya kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hhayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka. Yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ufuna umuntu oziphathayo, njalo uyageza izandla sengaze basihamba kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu uyathe umuntu efile bagijima khona phana besiyabamba umuntu lana xa igula bagijime bonke besiyabamba umuntu. Uyabona bebuya lapha ekazwalti bebuya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu eyi-1 umuntu lana nxa yela umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu abana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini enseni bebiza abantu lakana abantu juba sebethelela abanye abantu labana ababeni. Yikho sisithi kathi izizimba lezi hhayi kumele sinazelele esibili ngoba singaphela ufikeza hayi abantu labana abantu asikhalelaneni emafonini, sikhalelaneni kuma-WhatsApp, sikhulumisana ukuhambe kuphele isihlobo. Lanxa usiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni ungaze kwahlanjwa, mina ngibona inamba le yama-30 la ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu. Kuhambe abantu abalutshwana, abantu abaichumi nje kuphela, abantu abaclose ama-relatives kube yibo ababeka ungwenya. Hhayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe zisiyani nomfoni umkhuhlane.
Hayi, Dr. Ngwenya, siyabonga kakhulu ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka. Athi sindiyona ke ungumuntu umuntu engawuhlele ofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha. Siyabonga kakhulu ngwenya.
Ngiyabonga.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Dr. Or Professor Solwaye Ngwenya. He is the director of Mpilo Hospital. Ube xoxa ngempela echasisa okunengi vanga vachi tsanangura ka Professor Solwaye Ngwenya zvari kusangana nazvo kuBulawayo. Vachiti aiwa zvipatara zvakawanda kwete kuBulawayo chete, but zvipatara zvakawanda munyika zviri kusangana nematambudziko akawanda nekuti pane vanhu vakati wandei pari zvino vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba. Saka vari kuti aiwa vari kukumbira kahurumende kuti ivabatsire. So ilo ludaba silalo kuhlelo lwethula kwasakhulayo Zulu kandaba. You heard there from old Professor Solwaye Ngwenya ubechasisa ngempela talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course what's happening at Mpilo Hospital. Now to better understand what's happening in Bulawayo, we're joined via telephone by Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's the founder of Community Podium, joining us live via telephone. Dibiti, welcome to the program. Bafwa, how are you doing? It seems as though Si Lenkinga with uDiviti we're going to try get him back on the telephone as is okuningi ngalokho okwenzakalayo kobulawayo kontuthu siyathunqa. But just to check out ukuthi abantu bathini, siyabona ukuthi ngempela abantu sebeqala ukungena kuhlelo, abantu bathanga kuphinda mchirongwane uwandu wabo tukona pa page leli ure pa VOA Studio 7. Hanzina Andres Viega tiripo tiripo pa live talker trikuno ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda mchirongwa Josa Makasaba. I'm watching you live in Malawi. Gukasile tu elevio endebele aswani abantu sebeqale yini ukungena kuhlelo. Nangu osikhumbuzo uthi happy Mike Hobe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mlalazi. Thank you so much for joining us. Asifiso Ndlovu uthi salibonani. Asifiso siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Mzila uthi linjani mdala kanti Theswa sebesakhulu kanti Mzila siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Nangu Prince uyabhola uthi God bless the people, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us. But whilst we wait for Unkosi Khona DVD, let's head over to some of the other videos that Ezra Chisa Sibanda has had a talk on Labantu Zulukandaba na loko kwenzakalayo kobulawayo. Now, okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uDiviti use phendukile. Diviti is back on the line. Diviti, welcome to the program, Bafo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bafo. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. Udabesila lokuhlelo, COVID-19. I know Bulawayo is one of the places whereby it has a couple of hotspots. The same applies in different parts of the country. What's your impression on everything that's happening in the country, Bafo?
Right now, we are in a situation where there's a lot of talk about the vaccine, you know. Everywhere around the city, Bulawayo, we're queuing there for the vaccine. And it's been the talk also that has been the talk so far, and people are just going and now is just 84 vaccination centers from the ones that we had in the private sector, and I also am here. So there's a whole lot of talk about new vaccinator more right now.
Could this be proof ukuthi abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukwamukela lolu hlelo, like people have started embracing the vaccination program?
Yes, I think abantu sebeqalile ukunanzelela ukuthi i-corona isikhona and iyabulala. Why? Because ngathi sokufika abantu esibaziyo sengikwazi ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ubani kasekho uthe i-COVID, ubani kasekho sokuthe i-COVID. So it's now getting closer to home. And the only way out where people are running to is getting the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So here are my conversations that the corner and a couple of hours. Can you even let them acquire? And it's so you couldn't make a vaccine today.
Now, let's focus on that. Okwenzakalayo emakhaya, Bafo, the rural areas. There's a couple other videos that we're going to play later on where abantu abasemaphandleni are speaking for themselves. But in your experiences, I know Community Podium sometimes delves into rural settlements, speaking to people, not just about COVID, but the experiences that they're going through. What are people saying about coronavirus? Sebezwisisa na okwenzakalayo elizweni?
Even in the community podium, we've tried to really create awareness around no vaccine. So we started with the Matabele North COVID-19 Task Force team just to raise awareness about where people can go and vaccinate. If vaccinate by toilet, then the land. Of course, we've got feedback when, like, particularly in Pane. Where people are saying, but you know, vaccination centers, I can't turn at this corner. So we like need to board a bus or to even walk long distances to get to the vaccination centers in our Marichal. What are the conversation is we really want to vaccinate, but our vaccination centers are very far, which you need to part with money, which people don't actually have at this point in time to go and vaccinate. But however, you notice that our numbers, like I think in two weeks ago, we hit the first million of people who got their first jab.
That's correct.
You notice that the people who are like maybe who got the I don't know, the information hasn't come in that segment. Which gonna it's not about pandemic, not like you buy the center, Cholocho center, guy said. Want to know how it has gotten there, like for the people who are in the remotest of places, who are actually giving feedback to say, yes, we see your posters about where we can go and vaccinate, mm-hmm. but those places are still too far for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, possibly, as we move towards herd immunity, then there should be outreach programs, really, to get to some of these remotest of areas, Emakhaya. Also, Emakhaya, what we've seen is, we report Kubumatogo lapha, sitikona kwenye kati vaccine mtiteni ile, la zinka ingale, you know, the road networks are quite bad. So for them to get the jab as soon as other places, it proves to be a problem. But at least the vaccination process is actually taking place. Yeah, mtiteni ile, but which day in here is away. That's the feeling that we are getting from the rural area. You find that the conversation might is changed from COVID-19 is there. People are now conversating around the vaccination process. Mm-hmm. Which in the vaccination process, whether spiritual, religious, or cultural. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues that conversations are called. Which are that, this was within the assertion of about about the vaccination itself. You know, there's a whole lot of conversation about that, but you can also characterize 11 twins. Even if it's a corner, you would have to go ahead, they have to explain.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's two things that you pointed out there that I want to touch on. Into Kala is, there's a video earlier on that we played that I wish you were here for, where U Ezra Chisas Banda in that in Dava, Studio 7, Ube Koka Lo, Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. And one of the things that Professor Solwayo Ngwenya highlights is Uti Ezbedlela, especially like places like Mpilo Hospital. We've heard same reports coming from places like Parinyatwa. But kula abantu abaningi impela to the point where bona njengabongi abodokotela are they feeling a little overwhelmed. Have you been to any of these vaccination centers and what have you seen?
The vaccination centers, I'm not sure how the process is like or the green power in Nani. Because our vaccination centers, like we have visited and through our social media platforms, they've actually shared some of these centers in Emakhaya. The queues are always long. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not about queues, Nana, because the people are many, or the process of vaccinating, or collecting data is slow. So you find that this case is always on a daily basis, people are queuing for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
My local clinic, especially in my residential area.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen young people even queuing. You know, it's easy for young people running at Saba to get out and to not enter and we move on. Of course, there are conspiracy theories with the name of Saba or Balava, which I'm an old exam, not Saba or Balava, a level, or you won't be admitted to university. But however, people are still going on to get the jet as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dibiti, whilst on e-discussion here, air vaccination jab, CSO well, Ukhulumende City, they're looking to step in and they're looking to use different parts that are closer to the people as vaccination points. Amongst them is, for example, Amapoli police stations. How beneficial do you think something like this would be?
It would be very beneficial because right now what we're saying is if we are to achieve herd immunity as per the plan, it's according to the government, we are receiving about 5.5 million jabs around August, this coming month.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to further decentralize so that we go to where the people are. Herd immunity won't be possible if we don't go closer to where the people are, because the feedback that we are getting is also because those things are actually very far from where Abanya Bantu is. So if the decentralization process is done, it will go a long way in terms of, reaching out to everyone and give them a chance to be vaccinated. That would be very, very recommended. It's unfortunate that, other stakeholders might get less to contribute because it's about the Ministry of Health, the manpower of people who know how to do it and get the resources to create those mobile outreach programs. I'm not sure about that, but that will come in handy because we have tried as no media to also escalate the message around the vaccine, where people can get vaccinated, and also show that other people are actually queuing for this and things like that. But however, we need to be beneficial to have these outreach programs. Without the outreach programs, it would be impossible to get to other people because they stay far from the clinics or the hospitals, especially my car.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dibiti, let me hold you on the line there for a second. There's a video that I'd like to head over to. Then we're going to come back. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what comes out of this video. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned Uguti Namhlanje Kuhlelo, Ezra Chisa's man that spoke to a lot of residents about their experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the next video that I would like to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with a Bulawayo resident. His name is Bongani Dube. Bongani speaks more on the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the jab and the program. Let's head over to that video. Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Ezra Chisa speaking to Bongani Dube, apanga chinyatso tsanangurawaka, wechidiki arichizvara cheZimbabwe anogara kaMubulawayo kuGondutu zeatunga, akabayiwawo nhomba, saka anga achitsanangura zvaakasangana nazvo, anga achiti aiwa, iye process yake yekubayiwa nhomba zvakafamba mushe, akapinda akabuda 10 minutes, anga achobayiwa nhomba uko kuBulawayo kuMpilo Hospital. But now, Muriel Zimbabwe, Ezra is not the only Studio 7 correspondent on the ground speaking to Zimbabweans. Now, we also have another correspondent who was in Mangura recently. Studio 7 correspondent Nunurai Jenna also took to the streets of Mangura to hear people's thoughts on the vaccination program. Let us hear what one of the residents of Mangura had to say.
Kwenye kubaiwa nomba yokudzivirira COVID makambonzwa nezvayo.
Takazvinzora nafana kubaiwa.
Makabaiwa here?
Aiwa ndina shati.
Same shati mabaiwa.
Ndiya zvienda unobaiwa.
Ko sei musiri kunobaiwa izvozvo?
Yaenda unobaiwa vanhu vanongochichidzira kuti iye kwabaiwa zvese nemura kuwa ndisa nomuzvimbocha saka kana wamwabaiwa aita mushoni unoenda kubaiwa futi.
Zvinozikanwa wakabaiwa unoita sei kuno?
Amwani kachicha ndingachiti kamwoni kuno kuhwara.
Imi ndoza muri kutya wee?
Asi kunobaiwa ndiri kuenda ndinoenda kunobaiwa zvangu.
Aiwa kabati nguva yareba ka handiti apa izvozvi panotori ne pari kubayiwa here ipapa sei musingaende?
Awa tinoenda kunobaiwa tinoenda. Chirongwa chatogara chiri muno takatoudzana kuvheji redu kuti vanhu vasanofana unodi kunobaiwa.
Makataurwa nani kuvheji kwee?
Takatotaurirwa maticha itu asitsanangura kuti vanofana kubaiwa navana muchikoro wandabayirwa zviko saka tatenzisi vakuru vanofana kuenda kunobaiwa.
Well, as Luganda Valia Muswa Pela Unun Raichena Lapa Ubese Mangura Kuluma with one of the residents of Mangura Bekasang and Bela Uti Ebona Emangura, what are they facing? Thank you so much to VOA or Studio 7 correspondent Nun Raichena for the amazing work he's doing there in Mangura. Now Dividi, back to you. Let's bring you back on the program here. I wanna have you comment on both the videos that we just played. Now, before I want to first touch on the first video of Ubongani, young person there, Ube Kuluma, about his experience as he got the his first jab. Are young people embracing the vaccination program, and are they behaving when it comes to COVID-19? Are they abiding by the protocols?
Yeah, so young people like in the last week in Mumuna, the other one, I actually stay like 2 houses away from the clinic itself. So from Mumuna, the other one, I noticed that most of the people who are there early, as early as to say, my young people, mm-hmm. young people under 35 years, really, they are the ones who are there early enough, like, you know. So in conversation with some of them, I would agree with what Wuhan was saying, because in conversation with some of them, they highlight many things about, you know, the way people are dying. It's like you are just starting yourself, you know, and planning for your future in some way. And the job site where they highlight, people in get home, I thought we know about the time, no job, mm-hmm. no job. Or it's the academic side, maybe things can change here and there if you're not vaccinated. So, lastly, the conversations with young people in this case, this
I'm also a little more curious about what you just highlighted, which seems to be something that happened. Lapho waqala lolu hlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni, when the vaccination program started, it was all voluntary. And yes, to this date, it's still voluntary. But you just mentioned something that is very important. There's some buildings, there's some places, there's some job opportunities that people are missing out on, especially abantu abasakhulayo, like you just highlighted. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba, it's now seeming as though but more in an enforcing manner, ukuthi bahlatshwe leli Jackson.
What we are having now is a lot of communication, especially from the government. You will notice that those that are employed by the Public Service Commission have been advised to vaccinate. And you see companies also putting up statements like Cell One saying, no, if you are not vaccinated, please excuse us, don't come to work. Those who are coming to work should be vaccinated. And you also notice that the report that was done by the committee, the task force in COVID-19, and there was a research that showed that if people who have been vaccinated who are unvaccinated die more of COVID. So you find that with young people, they have got all, you know what I'm narrating is all that information that people will give you as examples in a conversation of saying, okay, why have you decided to vaccinate? They will tell you, no, ubone lapana government, ubone lapana, ama companies, artists, ubone lapana, umjida, wabosebenza, ati, atkutwe, renze. So you see, that has been the driving force, mm-hmm. you know, and you find that it's, for young people right now, it's more about what will I lose if I don't do it, mm-hmm. than what do I gain if I do it, kind of. Because the examples that are there, by this time, they should be vaccinated, or Abuye is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, so there's a lot of conspiracy around there. Now, Puma Elizwe, and I was in hand, you know, the intercity travel, if it's open at some point, you won't be able to travel. So that's the conversation that young people base most of their decision making on, in terms of, you know, the opportunities at stake, Mike, for young people in Zimbabwe is the key thing. To say, if I miss this opportunity, you think about the present, but the issues, you think about, should I really miss it because of this kind of a thing? So it's a, the environment we are in, or the economic situation that we are in, is kind of like driving most of young people in terms of decisions that they will make, that will make them eligible for accessing certain opportunities when it comes to, you know, the vaccination process. Because they've seen, you know, even institutions in government highlight that if they are not vaccinated, don't come to it.
Now, Dibiti, as we wrap up in Makoya 2, before I want to touch on Uibonelele video or Izwilele video of Umama Lo, who was in Mangura, exactly, and that is in the Studio 7, SCI. Yeah, now she's part of the group of Abantu Abakanyangani Baya Saba Uhlatchwa Leli Jackson, and there still seems to be a problem with regards to education. Now, what can be done to educate people? Because Uhulumeni is running programs on different platforms day in, day out. Thina njenge Studio 7, we're running programs day in, day out. Nina njenge Community Podium, we're running programs day in, day out. And there are other organizations that are running programs day in, day out. Befundisa uZulu with regards to COVID-19. Goto, basa kona abantu to this day. Abakhanyangani bayasaba ukuthatha le Jackson, basically there are several different conspiracy theories that they are learning. What can be done to help these people, especially abantu basakhulayo? What can they do to help these people?
I think what we need to do, Mike, is with the situation, especially the remote, you know, there's issues around, you know, beliefs, people's beliefs, and many conspiracy theories that are flying around on social media, even WhatsApp. So I think what we need to do to deal with this is to continuously share consistently the message about the vaccine, but why people should vaccinate, and the benefits thereof. And also, when people are informed and they have enough information without so many questions, you find that it's easier for them to make the decision to do it. Right now, I've given you an analogy of how young people think that we have had conversations with. They think, I need to vaccinate because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. They never highlight that I need to get the vaccine so that my immune system possibly could be ready, even if I have the COVID-19 or contract COVID-19, I will not be able to suffer 1 or 2. So there's less conversation about health, the impact of your health system. But there's a more conversation about in our culture, in our religion, in our this and that, our pastor said, our this said. So it boils down to yesterday also, as well, which unverified information. So I think ideally, let's continue to spread awareness, verify information to our communities, as so the Sbulamehlo Gawani, so on at the same time, but the others will catch up as we go, and as a way to then have people make informed decisions. What is dangerous, Mike, is for me, is to have people making decisions without information. These are lifetime decisions, you know. You don't want to regret when you are really sick on the sick bed, but you want to say, I made this decision and I stick with it, or I've changed my mind because I had information. I look for all the information that I had and I got it. And also, we always encourage people give us feedback. What questions do you have? What are the frequently asked questions? We try to also see who would have seen about these frequently asked questions. Just this afternoon, I was taking on the frequently asked questions on the WHO website. Those are the same issues that are actually emanating from the communities. We have conspiracy theories, but unfortunately, we have to stick to the health issues. And we rely on health experts. There is nothing we can do about ogunye lokho okungekho in the health system and information.
Bafo isikhathi isesehlwe ngumangoyi bengicela ukuphothela amazwi akho okugcina ikakhulukazi kwabasakhulayo, those that are listening to uhlelo lwethu.
For young people, guys, let's go out, let's go and vaccinate. If we have any questions, let's engage. Read widely, guys. Information is online. We are always online. We check a lot. We research a lot. Let's research and share. Also verify information amongst ourselves and our peers. So let's not confuse each other about hearsay. Let's share verifiable information.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Nkosi Khona. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate your input as usual, Bafo.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Nkosi Khona Dibiti, journalist and the founder of Community Podium. To find out more about their programs, please visit their web pages on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at Community Podium. Thank you so much for Mr. Dibiti for taking time out to join us. Muriya Zimbabwe, tichiripanya emwe chete, yekuparara kwechirwere checoronavirus. Over the past couple of weeks, vendors have been a strong focal point of Zimbabwe's vaccination program. Ezra, once again, managed to speak to some vendors in Bulawayo going to their tunga to hear their thoughts. Let's take a look.
What
do we serve?
Yeah, now we serve. But hey, it's my first
period. I want to answer a corner one pillow, the UPH, I said, don't go so to it, I'll set on bed, which doesn't put on your memory together.
I want you to tell me.
I want to know, but we're still Pifumuna. I want you to be running a car, set under, would Lala, would he lose on Janas in the jar? I want to sit in the Wulan, he should build it, and this one Jan.
I agree too, sir. I'm going to go to the house.
What was the Catapelos who could have been young?
Conafi government, I have been with Caesar. The Eger of Potama private operator and Evoquan is who Tavan Banaminian. My personal mother.
My name is William Chauvelis and Jan. They are Catape.
I was a choice to Mele Evan Dranin. Because it's a woman and I have been with the man.
Okay, we are together good. So, how about the engine?
I'm going to go to the next person.
even that I want to have one cover circle. Seven last of it is mad behind me. But can I have a mouth?
That is
good. About one of them. I'm out.
Kamanyamazisi zvakuti hurumende yancedzisa vantu kukorona nxave kulockdown vengagume zinji zvina lapa
zvikaazeiaaisa
zikaazeitoriso
lapa ndiyabhatala futi
even isipfuno seshukera zikaizitori
ukuva khona kuthesa ukuyabhatala isikhala zete ngasitsho lingathini ke kubona abaphathi ukuthi bancede ngani kuthi ngapha lincedisa nje ngemali yokudla nkani
ye ngapha sincedisa kube ne-social net nje yokuthi igama abantu abangela imigama abale imigama ezitridini nale ukuthi ngxabe sezindlini bakwanise ukuthi kanjani baphile
labantwanangeza kutshela umuntu ukuthi kasale ndlini yini lami iyakusumfosa phela yakusuinfrinja vele lama-raisa ebe sengasakwazi sayenza ngoba ungathuthi kasale endlini kuthi sikavukale endlini so endlini yahlale senza kokusina usiba le mkhuhlane le ukuthi abafazi basebenzisa
amadodaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa chai kodwa kathi kuthi ufuna imali I know siyabonga kakhulu.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Ezra Chisa Spanda. You are speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe, young vendors there, going to Zetunga, explaining much about what they have to go through. A lot of them, some of them highlighted how they've taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still facing challenges. And one of the things they highlighted is they're pleading with government, and aiwa urumende, 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 tibatsire iwo, sewe chidiki, wanuita mabasa ema uoko, and tukusanga nema tambudziko, and kutitire mekeze kamitemo iye lockdown, zvingati netsei nekuti kuti tigare mumba zvinenge zvakura kuti tikusangana nezvara. But now, Muri Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be speaking to young people in different professions. Last week we tried to highlight how COVID-19 is affecting young people in the sporting industry. We had Priski Ngube join us, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't. So this week, njengaloko engilithembisile ngeviki edlule, we have Priski back on the line as we focus more about how COVID-19 has affected young people in the sports industry. Priski, welcome to the program. Well, how are you doing?
Bafo, good evening. I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm good, man. It's finally, I'm happy to have you on the program. You sound clear as day. Let's talk a little more about that. The sports industry contributed a lot of money in Zimbabwe, but now, unfortunately, a lot of teams are not playing. A lot of athletes are not making money. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected abantu abasakhulayo who are in sports?
Probably, Mike, as a point of departure, you'd remember that last week, as we were talking, I mentioned that maybe sport is not entertainment per se, but it's also an economic activity, and it's an industry where some people, bills are paid, where some people's bread is butter. So currently, as the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all the sectors of our life, be it business, be it informal sector, sports is not an exception in terms of those things. There is no sporting activity currently. There are only a few, maybe, sporting activities that have been going on, for example, cricket. But most of the sporting activities, such as soccer and other maybe crowd pulling sporting activities, are on hold for now. Mm-hmm. And due to that, there are some people who have been earning their living through sports, for example, be it the players, be it maybe people who are doing business in partnership with sporting activities. All those people for now, they are grounded because there is no sporting activity. Mm-hmm. So, in as much as any other sector is affected by COVID-19, sport then is not also an exception. People in sports are also affected, just as people in business are affected, because sport is a means of living to some other people.
Now, before, as you've highlighted, Njengoba, a lot of young people are not making money right now, especially those who solely rely on being an athlete as a source of income. What are they doing? Because that's a very important thing.
Probably you realize that Zimbabwe is mostly an informal economy. So one way or the other, they are not in sport is closed. People would always find maybe some small things to be doing. For example, these informal trading businesses. So many people have resorted to such kind of activities. Maybe if you have been following news, you'd realize maybe players of football clubs, some are going on strike because they are crying with the landlords because they are not paying rentals. So there is no clear means of living that they have currently because sport is closed. So Avala Koka chase is only to live in the informal sector just like anyone else is doing currently in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But all that internationally, I would attribute it maybe to our policy as a country. We don't have a clear social protection policy in terms of disasters like COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I wonder whether they're in sports, we have COVID relief fund maybe for those who are who football. But that money wasn't seen. So that's why now players are still crying with there was no clear or systematic way in which it was distributed. Mm-hmm. We don't know what people did clearly with the money, or if the clubs were given the money. So the sport people are currently in trouble, are living in poverty now.
Sesikhangela-ke inhlelo ezikhona elizweni bafwa, you know, in every country there's like the sports clubs, that all these development programs that are there to empower young people who are looking to venture into being an athlete professionally. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected all these different programs? We know every sports club is an under 13, under 12, under 18, under 21. How have all these programs been affected?
You realize with currently the sporting activities that are going on are only for the senior team. Maybe if you have noticed the cricket now, maybe it was only the senior cricket team. It's so character with Dala, you will look at this Premier League club, Abadala Wichibuku. But we are saying those people are already almost at the climax of their careers. Junior sporting activities are currently on hold. Agula sporting activity for the under 15, for the under 18. And then if we are doing that, we have already shrinked our resource base for future sporting activities as a country. Mm-hmm. So COVID-19 has affected such activities because there is no junior sporting activity. About you, whom we are supposed to be banking on for the future, are currently on lockdown. They are not doing sporting activities. We never know. The purpose of the economy is to age you no longer be on their side. They have a very short space of time in their sporting careers. And as a country, we are already affected. You know, we can see that junior policy which we have. That's why probably we are trying to follow mostly in most of our sporting disciplines because of a lack of a junior policy. That is clear. And COVID-19 has exacerbated that situation, especially the little part of us. But these juniors are not training currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, Abriski, I want to talk about the outcomes of some of these performances when we have teams that go abroad. I'm also going to want to touch on the Olympics, but since I got the Indabayama Olympics, I want to talk about some of how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected some of our national teams. For example, we saw the Warriors crashing out of CAF early, which is very not normal for the Warriors. And when the coach was asked, the first thing he said was he hasn't had enough time with his team. All this comes down to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speak to us a little more about such circumstances.
Maybe on the case of the Warriors, you would notice that the Kosafa Cup the players who went to those games were largely drawn from the pool of local clubs. And for the whole of last year, the 2020 year, there was no sports, there was no soccer activity in our country. So now we are going at the tournament, having players who have been not in any sporting activity for the past 1 full year, and you only have maybe 1 or 2 weeks training for maximum, and then we would expect such a team to perform maybe a miracle at a continental stage, which is important. So I think COVID-19 has affected our sporting activities. Despite that, we already had our own challenges maybe in our sporting field. But COVID-19 has further added to our already existing woes. Because now, of course, look at the Wahambala, the players were on the train for only 2 weeks. These players were not in any sporting activity. Then, for example, with our neighbors, South Africa has been in sport last year, but this is near where Pela. Most of the African countries, it's only Zimbabwe, maybe, in the last sporting activity. So, those things, sport, you can't separate sport with training. You can't separate maybe sport with economic activity, as the other things are done. So, that's why, as a country, we can't do very well when it comes to our sporting activities. We have a very limited time to prepare for every activity.
So, since Kanyela Ge, you know, the Olympics, which is the most recent thing that everybody's talking about, we focus on the Zimbabwean team here. Even though there's been the COVID-19 pandemic, we see young people like Udona Takatai doing exceptionally well. What is your take on how the Zimbabwean team is faring so far?
The Zimbabwean team has done very well. Personally, I was following the performances of these players. Actually, I was only disappointed to learn that Udonata is no longer proceeding, but mm-hmm. he has done exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. He has a promising career. Remember, he's only 17, so mm-hmm. he's still young. There's a bright future in sports. If only as a country which is rally behind such a good talent, support them, be it with resources, give them the time and maybe the space to shine for them to train. Mm-hmm. Also, in the afternoon, I learned that Peter World is also crashed out of the tournament mm-hmm. because we could not make it in terms of time. But their performance for now has been exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. And you realize, for example, on the case of Peter, which is, this guy has been in the USA. So that's where he has been doing his training. Mm-hmm. So it all maybe also remains as a challenge to our country that we should put proper infrastructure for our athletes to train, to enjoy that training environment locally, so that maybe even if they go and excel at a global stage, we are proud to feed the country mm-hmm. because currently they are raising higher athletes.
Sesikhangela-ke iqembu langkhona ebelimele Zimbabwe Briski. This was a very young team. As you mentioned, people like Donata. Donata's only 17 years old. She still has quite the long career ahead of her. The next Olympics will be in 2024, I believe, in France. How important do you think this decision has been for the Zimbabwean Olympic Committee to carry a team that is full of very, very young people who will be here for the next couple of years?
Sorry, come again. I not get you.
Bengithi, if we look at the team, Zimbabwe, it's a lot of young people. We look at Udonata, 17 years old. She's still going to be around in 2024, and she's already doing really good times. How important do you think it is for the Zimbabwean team to maintain such a young squad looking forward for future generations?
Sporting activities, you'd realize, most of the people who are in sports are like youth. There are very few maybe adults who are in that field. So I think the future is really bright for us as a country. So I really applaud maybe the Olympics Committee for going such a youthful squad. But my view would be that for maybe future tournaments, for these people to excel, let them be supported whatever means they need. So that maybe if they are to go again to the Olympics in 2024, they will do well. Because probably this capacity of training and preparing. Usually, when they are going for a tournament, the government rushes by the last minute with the cheap in and support these people. So let them have enough time, they are still young, but still enough time to prepare. Then our players is going to rise higher in Zimbabwe due to this youthful talent.
Mm-hmm. Bafo isikhathi iso sesidlwe ngumangoyibo kodwa singakagcibi lengxoxo bengifisa ukuthinta udaba lolungolimi lokamama ngamafishane ngoba we have an entire audience that only understand Ndebele. So bengicela ukuthi ubatshele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ikakhulukazi sikhangela abantu abasakhulayo abakwezemidlalo.
Okay, ebengikutsho Bafo ukuthi khona i-COVID-19 ihlasele abantu abaphila ndawo zonke. Nxa isahlisa abantu abakubhizinisi nabantu abakwezemindlelo njalo labo ibasahlele khathesa kula nto abangayenza ngoba ngaphansi komthetho we-lockdown njengelizwe. So abantu abaku-sport labo they also need ukuthi kwakhona ukuthi basekelwe ngakho konke okungatholakala. For example, emva ngale kwakwaba nama-incentives awaphiwa people in business. Ama-sport people labo bangakuthola wakabala nzuzo abayithola. Njengelizwe kasizameni ukuthuthukisa isigaba sezemidlalo. Kuyinto khona i-sport ingabi i-entertainment but ile yindlela yokubisa imali, ile yengxenye yezinto zomnotho ezenzakala phakathi kwelizwe lethu. Silabantu abancane kakhulu abaku-sport abangaphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kudlula nge-sport, babise njalo imali through sporting activity.
Isikhathi sesedlule ngumangoyi Bafo, bengicela ukuthi uphosta lamazwi akho okugcina.
Amazwi okugcina ukuthi khona abantu abakwezemidlalo kathesi kule campaign yokuthi khona abantu baye-vaccinated, sport people should also go and get vaccinated. Ukuze lanxa kungavula i-sport ukuthi khona abantu abangavaccinatanga kabadlali bona they will be at a safer stage. Then to all the youth, I've realized which of them is a very limited number of youth who are going to be vaccinated. I would call upon the youth, let's go and be vaccinated. COVID-19 is real and it affects everyone.
Mm-hmm. Prince King Mube, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Bafo siyabonga kakhulu. We really appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure, Bafo. Thank you very much.
Well, Mudia Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Priski Ncube, a sports analyst and a youth development practitioner. Tinotenda zvikurusa kuna Ncube nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudia Zimbabwe, just under 2 minutes left. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. If you're tuning in right now, makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo lwabatsha lilami uMike Hove. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo olathi lingakhohlwi ukubhala imibono yenu kuFacebook. Sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, lagu VOA Shona. If you're tuned in right now, Mudia Zimbabwe, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're speaking to youth about the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe.
Chipanda Poekamangma Wiza, I'm a quiet artist, aka Mr. Colonist Chuang Eveneki. Guys, COVID-19, Ababiza and Corona in the corner. Pambili and social distancing, as Kazen is danger, always stay safe, stay home. Last name.
Easy, Majid. Easy.
Shout out to Mr. Nkulumis Kiwang Evenekula. Mawiza. Follow him on social media at Mawiza Online. He has new music coming out soon, so check him out. Mudia Zimbabwe. Just under 20 seconds, 1 minute 20 seconds left. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki muri Zimbabwe. Sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in. Just to check out a couple of comments, ngiyabona ukuthi abantu basakhona ababhalayo imibono yabo. Nangu Brighton uthi linjani muri VO endebele siyabonga Brighton ngokungena kuhlelo. Bheki Themba Nyathi uthi ki thank you so much Bheki Themba ngokungena kuhlelo. Bhekani Moyo uyabuza ukuthi ayisekho enye topic ngaphandle kwe coronavirus. Mina ngithi ayikho vele le corona yakhona kungadlalwa ngabantu. Ananga ubhekani Moyo uthi he doesn't believe that coronavirus is a thing. Siyabonga Bhekani ngokungena kuhlelo. But pay attention silokhe siqhubekela phambili silethulela okunengi ngokwenzakala elizweni COVID-19 related. Kwale lokwalamhla muri eZimbabwe sashika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place, pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. If you're looking to catch up with me at BigMike3, BigMyke3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muri eZimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye bye!